The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, during the break, I was just marveling. This is something to behold. What Donald Trump is doing on his Twitter account, and somebody's trying to get him off of Twitter now. I don't know if it's Mad Cow, what's her name, Rachel Mad Cow, or Nancy Pelosi, or somebody. He's trying to get him off, trying to get him banned from Twitter. By the way, he just, I think, reached 80.2 million followers. His Twitter account, folks, is performance art. It is genius rhetoric. It is incredible theater of the right. It's amazing. The videos that are up here, you just can spend hours. How does he find all this stuff? And he's retweeting people now. He's finding other geniuses out there. And I just want to address this. There's so many hundreds. Okay, here are the ones to Jeff Sessions. Here's what the president tweeted in answer to Jeff Sessions. On May 23rd, Jeff Sessions tweeted, Mr. President, Alabama can and does trust me, as do conservatives across the country. Perhaps you've forgotten. They trusted me when I stepped out and put that trust on the line for you. Okay. That's Jeff Sessions loving himself. Here's what the president tweeted back to him. Jeff, you had your chance and you blew it. You recused yourself on day one. Day one, you never told me of a problem and ran for the hills. You had no courage and ruined many lives. The dirty cops and others got caught by better and stronger people than you. Hopefully this slime will pay a big price. You should drop out of the race and pray that super liberal Doug Jones, he's the current Alabama senator who took Sessions' seat, a weak and pathetic puppet for crazy Nancy Pelosi and crying Chuck Schumer, gets beaten badly. He voted for impeachment based on zero. Disgraced Alabama. Coach Tommy Tuberville, that's the guy that the president's endorsing, and I forget which team he coached. Coach Tommy Tuberville will be a great senator. That's a tremendous exchange right there. Tremendous exchange. And I love it, what Trump wrote. And that's what Ann Coulter, she sides with Sessions and calls our president a moron. Fairly moronic thing to do. The tweets coming up here, these are amazing. These are amazing tweets. The president is on a tear. I'm going to go back here. Here's one. They're basically humorous, devastating humorous. Here's one. The president is retweeting a guy called John K. Stahl. He tweets this, the president retweets it. He's got a picture of Nancy Pelosi, and I don't have to say an ugly picture because all of her pictures are ugly. He says, anyone know what's going on with Polly Grip? I've noticed lately that her face seems glossy and she is sporting a poorly marked second set of eyebrows. I'm thinking it's an extreme case of incurable Trump derangement syndrome. Any thoughts? And the president is following this guy and retweeting him, and he's loving it. Here's John K. Stahl again, retweeted by the president. Friendly reminder, if you stay home in November and don't get every person voting for Donald John Trump, these three will be the line of succession in America, the three stooges on steroids. We can't let that happen. And then he includes a picture of creepy Joe Biden. Who's that woman from Georgia? No one even knows her name. and Nancy Pelosi. What's her name? Maybe. No, I still don't know her name. He goes, now here's John K. Stahl. The president's just having fun with this. He retweets this one from John K. Stahl for May 22nd. To protect Polygrip during this pandemic, we have developed two options. With the Donald John Trump option, she will be able to tongue and adjust her dentures more easily. And she's wearing a face mask that says Trump 2020, keep America great. So that's so she can adjust her dentures by tonguing them. The other option, option two, to protect Polygrip, with duct tape, she won't be able to drink booze on the job as much. Which do you think she will prefer? And then it shows another Photoshop image of Nancy Pelosi with duct tape over her mouth. Oh, and but the president's retweeting it. I mean, and remember, well, I mean, he isn't holding back. Here are others. He's got a tweet. He retweets Sean Hannity. Clinton aides spent millions to push the Russia hoax after Trump's inauguration. That's wild. Here's one. Donald Trump is retweeting a guy who uses Ronald Reagan in a cowboy hat as his avatar, and his Twitter name is Anything I Don't Like Is Racist. Oh my gosh, he retweets Herschel Walker, who gives a great endorsement of the president. And here's one. There's a good one coming up here. He says he's following a thing about psycho. He calls him Psycho Joe Scarborough, the former congressman from the 1st District of Florida, who is now, of course, the host of Morning Joe, the creepy show with his girlfriend, I guess now his wife, Mika Brzezinski. And the president is pointing out that there was a very mysterious death in Joe Scarborough's congressional office, and he mysteriously quit Congress, just up and quit. Somebody supposedly died, a marathon runner, fainted in his office and hit her head on his desk and died. Does that sound, when's the last time you saw a marathon runner faint and die after hitting their head on something? Young. The president says, I would think there's a lot more to this story than that. An affair? Question mark? An affair? What about the so-called investigator? And he links people to the story. In other words, he's bringing up Joe Scarborough dirt that's wonderful. He says, here's one. And remember, the president told Jeff Sessions to go jump in a hole. But for those that are true blue, I always stand with leaders who weren't afraid to stand early with me. That's why I'm supporting a true conservative, Dan Johnston, North Dakota, for state treasurer of North Dakota. That's a good one. I didn't even know that one was happening. Let's see here. He makes fun of. Here's a great one. This is a big one. Trump considers. Now, this is a tweet by the president, which makes it huge. Trump considers forming a panel to investigate anti-conservative bias on social media. And that's a. Remember, the president says, let's go. Let's get some right-wing media. Let's get an option. Let's get some opposition to the left-wing total domination of all media. The president is on it. He's charging on this. And he retweets somebody. He says, you are right, to this poster who says, I'm hearing some Republicans and pundits say we should move on from the Mueller report in order to heal the nation. I disagree. the president is retweeting this. We are a nation of laws, and until we start enforcing the very same laws Congress holds us to, there will be no healing in this nation. Am I wrong? The president answers this person, you are right. Where does the president find these tweeters? These are just people like you and me out there tweeting, and the president is retweeting us. Here's one. He's retweeting this guy, a guy named Kevin Sorbo, young, handsome-looking guy, if his avatar is him. Kevin Sorbo, and he retweets this. This should be on a giant billboard in every city in the U.S. This is Kevin Sorbo tweeting. And here's the billboard. America does not need to see the tax return of a billionaire who became a public servant. America needs to see the tax returns of public servants who became millionaires while being public servants. Genius by Sorbo. Genius by President to find it and to retweet it to all of us. And he's just, how can he do it? He's got 80.2 million. That's the current number of followers. He ranges the whole waterfront here of philosophy and politics and history. How does he do it? There's one. I'll give you another funny one that I caught. If I can find it. There's so many. Let me see if I can't find it. He's talking to the press. He's about to get it. Here he is. Listen to this. He's on the lawn there at the White House. Listen to this. You're going to love it.
I'm thinking about going, that'll be next week, to the rocket launch. I hope you're all going to join me. I'd like to put you on the rocket and get rid of you for a while. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Steve.
And that's a SpaceX rocket launch he's going to, I think, on Wednesday. Two American astronauts are going up for the first time in 10 years. Another, you know, notch on Donald Trump's gun belt. He finally, we're getting Americans up into space on an American rocket. It hasn't happened in 10 years since the last shuttle. We've been sending Americans up to the space station on rented seats. We bought tickets on the Russian rockets. We didn't even have a rocket to go into space with people in it. Come on, this is America. So Donald Trump's making America great again. That'll happen on Wednesday. This particular rocket, I think, what's the name of the rocket? It's the, can't forget the name. That rocket has been used to successfully, same rocket, to take payloads up to the space station. This is the first time it will take people up to the space station. And the president intends to be there at the launch. That's wonderful, a wonderful moment at Cape Canaveral. A.K.A. Cape Kennedy. Okay, let's go to our callers, Dr. Kelly in California and Dan in Texas. Let's start with you, Dr. Kelly. If I haven't put you to sleep, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, Kelso, absolutely. And here, I'm going to save up all your time for comments on the tweets. You don't ever have to talk about the COVID pandemic again. We're just going to treat it like leprosy back in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And, you know, let's just treat it as if there is no cure. For those that have it, you have to stay 6 feet away minimum if you're downwind, and you have to be 150 feet away minimum if you're upwind. And that also protects you, you know, from like EMFs, radio frequencies. And they have to yell, unclean, unclean, if they come upon any people.
Well,
and yeah, dialing for doctors. Here's Dr. Kelly. She says.
Yeah. Well, didn't you love that thing from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons? That was pure poetry. And they've sent out other letters. This one just grabbed me by the throat. I love it so much. And now, instead of listening to this amateur hour guy, Kelso, with his medical opinions, folks, those doctors, go look at that letter. The media is going to hide it from you. I tell you what, it's hard to find the letter. when you do your search on Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. They're trying to bury it, but hundreds upon hundreds of big-time, real-deal doctors, and it means a lot for them. I mean, for a doctor to put his or her name and their credential and their affiliation onto a petition, that's a very serious, consequential decision, especially when it has strong words as those you heard read there. So this is a beautiful, beautiful day. And I assure you, Donald Trump saw that letter and he was greatly, and you can see the effect in what he's saying. We're going to open the schools. The churches will open. When? Now. We're not going to have another lockdown. He's making it real clear. I don't know where, again, I don't know what Ann Coulter is smoking, but if she can't figure out that Donald Trump gets it and that he's the greatest leader we've ever had, she needs to smoke something different. So anyway.
Stay away from the Michelle Obama and the Barack. Stick to the Willie Nelson sweet tea OG.
yeah, exactly. So the anyway, Mike, tell you what, you know, we're running out of time, Dr. Kelly. We're going to go to Dan in Texas right after you. But good to hear from you. And boy, I think things are going well. And folks, I didn't even scratch the surface. There are tweets in the Trump Twitter account today, folks. He's making fun of Joe Biden. There's a video of Joe Biden trying to use a flip phone. He's trying to, you know, or maybe it's not a flip phone, but he's trying to use a cell phone. And you can see he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's just trying to dial a phone number and he can't do it. He's looking at the paper, then looking back at the phone. He's messing with his fingers. Folks, he's lost it. He can't operate a cell phone. Somebody caught that. He was at some kind of an event where, you know, he's sitting there and they caught him on film trying to operate a cell phone. And the president puts it up as a tweet for 80 million people to see. Yeah, I know. It is funny, Dr. Kelly.
You're killing me, Kelso. Yeah, I love it when you're on fire. Get to your other callers, and thank you for another great show.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Kelly. And let's go to Dan in Texas before we run out of time. Dan, are you still awake, too?
Hey, James. Appears the worm might be turning.
Yeah.
Can you give me the exact link? Website address where I can find that letter you've been reading today?
Okay, yes, that's a darn good question. Let me see if I can't do it in the waning seconds of the show here. I'm looking at the actual letter here, but it's not on their website, unfortunately. Let me just see if they put their website down here. I did actually read that website URL earlier. But I've lost it. This petition, let me just see here. Oh my goodness. Let me see if I can't find it for you.
James, can we do this? Can you find it and give it to Ken? And I'll call back in a little bit and get it from Ken.
Okay. Yes, I'll do that too. We'll do that, Dan. And yeah, I'll give you the exact URL. It is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. So that will be, and I can see the engineers messaging me. The engineers are smarter than the hosts. He's got another caller there, Pat in Fort Worth. What is it with you guys in Texas? You got the most patriotic state in the country, Dan.
Well,
you
I'm
grow patriots.
You yeah. hope so.
Yeah, you guys grow patriots. We ran out of time. Dan, I'll get that URL for you, and I'll give it to the rest of the audience in our show tomorrow night too.
All right.
Hey, buddy. Thank you, and hey, all you folks out there. Thank you, Pat. I apologize. We ran out of time, but we'll see you in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow for another rollicking trip through the Trump era. See you tomorrow.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Hey, folks. I'm back from the dead. Kelso, I thought the show had ended, and I was looking at my clock on the wall. You know, a dead clock is right twice a day. And the clock on the wall said my show was over. Anyway, we got 40 minutes of fun left. The engineer pointed this out. Now I can give Dan his answer as to the website of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I'm looking right at it right now. And if you got a pencil handy, this is a website you want to put in your favorites and you want to consult it now and then. These are doctors who have their heads screwed on straight. It is aapsonline.org. AAPS stands for Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. AAPSonline.org. I hope that got to Dan out there. And thank you, Dan, for asking for that. And I'm looking at the website myself right now, and it's just great article after great article. I mean, these guys are – this is wonderful. Here's the physician letter dated May 23rd, the physician letter, Reopen America. So you'll find that right there at the top, upper left hand of the page. They talk about, just incredible articles. articles about hydroxychloroquine, and doctors and patients are pawns in a dangerous political brinksmanship, tearing apart our social fabric thread by thread. And it shows a picture, the picture they used to illustrate that, tearing our social fabric apart. It's a woman, could be a man, but it's a person, driving in their SUV with the windows rolled up, all by themselves. And what's the sign there of mental breakdown? The sign of tearing apart our social fabric? Yeah, it's the fabric on her face. She's wearing a mask in a car by herself with the windows rolled up. My God, that's terrorism, that we've been driven to do something like that. I mean, it's mind-boggling. My neighbor had his smoker going earlier today next door. I thought a mask might have come in handy. I actually, for my work, you know, I do, you know, construction type physical work. And the 3M has the N95 mask is an excellent mask. I didn't realize how good it was until they started charging $6 each for them. But it's wonderful. It fits on your face beautifully and you don't get any. But you use a mask because if you're sanding and you're generating dust or you're grinding and or your neighbor has got his smoker on, he's doing his smoker on steroids and billowing smoke clouds. Anyway, you don't wear it inside your SUV with the windows rolled up on a bright, wonderful, clear day in North Dakota. That's the heaviest toll of all. And I'll tell you what I saw. Who was it? Another radio host. In fact, let me just check how we're doing here on TalkStream Live. And hello to all you TalkStream Livers out there. We do very well on TalkStream Live. Let's just see how we're doing today. Taking a chance here. Where are we? Oh, we're a little lower than usual. We're ahead of Michael Medved, though, my old class, high school classmate. As long as we're ahead of Medved, I'll take that. But I'm looking for Dennis Prager. He's on TalkStream Live, and he just wrote an article, an editorial, in which he here he is. Here's Dennis Prager. He called the lockdown, I'm trying to remember his exact words, I think he called it the greatest mistake in human history. I might have gotten the word mistake, might be wrong, but the greatest mistake or error in human history. And that's what this lockdown is. The ultimate cost of this, very hard to calculate. But now let me cheer you up. I don't want to drive people. I don't want to be a terrorist driving you into depression. Let me cheer you up. One, let's look inside of this very gray, dark cloud. Let's see if we see a little sparkling silver inside here somewhere. I'll tell you one thing that's nice. America's finally, it took this. This is what it took to finally get sick of China. We are now sick of China. We don't want anything more to do with China. We don't want any more crap from China. No more deals for China. This is something we needed. We needed to cut ties with China, and this virus and the Chinese perfidy in inflicting it upon us. Maybe that was necessary to get the result, that result. Oh, let me look at my watch. Okay. Yeah, we still got half an hour left. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range. Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice.
We're back.
Gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to back up.
Another half hour for our show here today. And we've got Pat in Fort Worth. We're going to squeeze you in, Pat. I came back. Are you there?
Okay. All right. I want to tell you something that might not be too easy to tell you. There's a couple of videos people need to look at. And they are from a Christian point of view. But there's a lady named Lynn Leahz, L-Y-N, capital L-E-A-H-Z. And she's got two videos that I found very interesting. And one of them is she interviewed Gary Kaa. It says, well, you need to go to her little picture, the round picture, you know, so you can find it pretty easy. Gary Kaa, K-A-H, he wrote En Route to Global Occupation and something about the New World Religion. I got that one too. But anyway, it says, exclusive interview. A former government liaison, I guess he was, exposes the chilling agenda of what's coming next. And he gets into details. His books are like encyclopedias. He tells you the name of the organization, what they're doing, when they met, and all that stuff. And the other one is exclusive interview with Celeste. C-L-E-S-T-E, Solum, S-O-L-U-M. And she was with FEMA. I guess they need prayer.
Okay, well, now, and, if you could, Pat, if you could digest all of that for us, condense it, what is the most important point made in these things that you're citing? What is the point for us?
They tell you what they're planning, how long they've been planning it.
Well, that's my question. What are they planning? What is the big news here that you're bringing?
Oh, world takeover.
Okay.
En route to global occupation is what Gary Carr wrote. He used to be very famous back when people used to know stuff, and now they have them.
Well, of course. Well, Pat, of course, you and they are right about that. The left, what they lust for is power. And power over what? Power over everything. Power over the world. It's what makes them tick. It's what's the first thought they have when they wake up in the morning. So we
and
know
the
that.
Lady,
that
the
is,
lady
that's,
tells
that,
you, J.R. Moore knows all this, but the lady, she tells about the vaccine, and she says it's some kind of substance that when they put it under your, it molds with your body. It goes all over it. Of course, he says nanoparticle, Jim. Well, we don't realize how small nanoparticles are, but I'm trying to say that it can't be dug out like the ones that they're getting over in Dallas. They get these chips, you know, so they can open their door or everywhere without dialing the number, you know. But
okay. Well, all right. Well, yes, the left lusts for total control. And that's why you and I are here, and all the people listening to you. That's why we're here. This is our fight.
Fight for our descendants.
Yes, and of course, go ahead.
If you have anybody hem-hawing about the good or the bad of it, you're not going to go there. But you can look and see what they had planned to do. And just like Delirious says, they've been planning this for years and years. They didn't just come up with this lately. Come on.
Yes, that's right. They've been doing it all of our lives. Yes, Pat, thank you very much. Pat, thank you very much. And I thank you for so assiduously researching things out there. And there you are, another Texan. My gosh, what is it about the water there in Texas? We got Dan from Texas and Pat from Texas. deep in the heart of Texas. Thank you, Pat. And of course, folks, the place that you support, the network you support, the Republic Broadcasting Network, where is it? It's in Texas. Where else? So go to republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to know what to do with all your loose money, it's hanging around the house, it's burning a hole in your pocket, send it to republicbroadcasting.org. In the great metropolis of Round Rock, Texas. You find all the details you need, where to send things and how to send it, at republicbroadcasting.org. But you need to support our media. Now, speaking of our media, here's a great headline for Donald Trump. Just another great thing that he's undertaking. Let me go up here. Here it is. Donald Trump today retweets an article from The Hill, which is a newspaper that all of the, what do you say it, inside the Beltway people read in Washington, D.C. And it says, Trump considers forming a panel to investigate anti-conservative bias on social media. Ah, very interesting. Let's go to The Hill and read the article. Here it is. They don't have any kind of readership like Donald Trump's readership at The Hill. Nobody does. 80 million followers? Wow. Donald Trump is, you know, maybe on the right, Donald Trump may well, with his Twitter account, be our main media outlet. Think about that. I have never really actually thought about that. I never have come to that conclusion. But Donald Trump's Twitter account by itself might be bigger than Fox. Possible. 80 million followers. It all depends on how much we 80 million followers are following. But that would be remarkable. And of course, that explains why left-wingers are constantly talking about banning Donald Trump from Twitter. Choke off the main right-wing media outlet, Donald Trump himself. President Trump, this is the Hill article, is considering creating a panel to oversee complaints of bias against conservatives by social media platforms in a move that would likely spark pushback from tech companies. Oh, you think? Yeah. Well, that's a good reporter. Who reported that? That's a smart guy. Tal Axelrod came up to that with that brilliant idea. The plans are still being mulled, people familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal, but options could include the creation of a formal White House commission. Yes, yes, yes. We want a formal White House commission on the allegations. Folks, that would be like shooting fish in a barrel. The corruption of the media, you wouldn't have to look anywhere. You don't have to aim. It's everywhere. The bias, the corruption in the media. A commission would be wonderful. And let's see. Trump has repeatedly railed. He doesn't speak, he rails. That's what we right-wingers do. We rail, or we scream, or we screech. Trump has repeatedly railed against social media companies over allegations. Oh, allegations? Oh, allegations. Yeah, like Charles Manson is alleged to be a criminal. The alleged criminal, Charles Manson. Allegations that they suppress conservative voices, an accusation the platforms protest. Oh, he thinks they protest too much. The president accused platforms in 2019 of, quote, tremendous dishonesty, bias, discrimination, and suppression practiced. We will not let them get away with it much longer, he tweeted. So that would be nice. That would be wonderful if he has a chance to do that. So looking forward to that. Let's go up here and look at the latest from Breitbart. Now I'm gonna give you another downer. And of course this guy, what's his name? Kevin Hassett. He's an economist with the White House. He's on the staff. And he's got this silly smile. I don't want to bag on the guy too hard, but he's got this inappropriate silly smile as he's talking about the destruction of the American economy. Anyway, he's speaking for the White House. Unemployment. Oh, by the way, I missed the unemployment. New unemployment applications this week. I missed the number. If any of you callers have it out there, how many was it? But here's the headline. It says lockdowns ease, but unemployment nears 40 million. So let's see what he has to say. Apparently, he's saying that the unemployment rate might still be very high, even at the time of November 3rd in the election. Let's just see what he has to say.
It began. And joining me now to discuss that is senior White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett. Good morning.
Now, this is on CNN. This is CNN video that you're hearing.
Thank you so much for joining me. Do you think that the worst of the economic effects of the coronavirus are behind us, or is the worst still to come?
Well, I think that what we're going to see is more bad data because the data tend to be in the rearview mirror. But if you look at things like employment and small businesses or the percentage of businesses that are open or even the credit card data, which we get a peek at, then you can see that things pretty much inflected in early May. And so my expectation is that since there's still initial claims for unemployment insurance in May.
Now, folks, what does that mean? They inflected in early May. Doesn't he know he's talking to the American public on national television? Things inflected in early May. Who uses? I'm a pretty smart guy. They inflected in early May. That's bureaucracies, you know, economist faculty talk. We don't need that, Kevin. Okay? We need to know what's going on. Find another verb.
That the unemployment rate will be higher in June than in May, but then after that, it should start to trend down. So I think we're very, very close to an inflection point in terms of business activity and probably.
Okay, I'm getting what he means now. We're very near our high unemployment or peak. You can use those words, Kevin. We won't think you're stupid because you didn't use inflected.
About a month away in terms of employment.
You think unemployment is going to be even higher?
Yeah, it's going to be quite a bit higher. And you know, there were some technical things they kind of messed up, and on an economics lecture we go into them. But it could be if they fix the numbers and fix the thing that they mischaracterized last time, that you'll end up with a number north of 20% in May.
North of 20%.
That's
wow.
Right.
Now, all 50 states, as I just said, are starting to reopen. Some Americans, though, are still seeming like that they're not comfortable going out.
Okay, that was the end of that. Wait, no. Just got to go through an ad. But you know, something I noticed about that, you may have noticed the audio was not very good. CNN, I think CNN is running out of money because their sets are cheap. Their ladies have poor hairdos. Doesn't appear they can afford good costuming, good hairdressing. And their audio and their sets, it's lousy. So I think they're actually in deep financial trouble. But what we need, that was Dana Bash that we were listening to. We need the unemployment rate. We need everything. We need the economy to be resurging well before November 3rd. And one of the flies in the ointment right now is that some genius in Washington came up with the idea of giving, I still don't believe it, but I guess it has to be true. If you file for unemployment, some genius put in a provision that you get a $600 a week bonus on top of your unemployment check pay. So that guess how, what this gives us, folks, right when we're trying to get employers to bring back their employees, desperately we're trying to do that, the employees they're trying to bring back are making anywhere from two times to three, yes, three times what they can make if they go back to work. Unemployment is paying them two to three times as much. What genius in the enemy government came up with that idea? And, of course, the leftists love it. Now, I'll give you evidence of that. I'm glad I just remembered this. I was driving in my car yesterday and listening to PBS. Was it PBS? No, National Public Radio. NPR, which is all left-wing all the time. And the president has asked about this. You know, he said, are we paying for this? Am I paying for this? NPR, left-wing all the time, nothing. There are no conservatives in America. The conservatives in America don't pay your bills, NPR. So you don't need to report anything of interest or that rings true with conservative Americans. You pukes. You should be abolished. You should be fired into space, as the president said with that SpaceX launch. You need to be in that launch into outer space. Stay there. Please don't come back. On NPR, they're doing a story, and they were interviewing people who are in organizations specifically designed to help to encourage Americans to stay on unemployment. That's right. Left-wingers organize. We right-wingers don't. They're organized. They love unemployment. They are actually, they have phone numbers, hotlines. They have operators standing by to help anybody on unemployment who wants to keep faking their unemployment. So, for instance, right bald, basically, right on the radio, they're saying, you know, maybe you're sick. Maybe it would be dangerous for you to go back to work. Maybe you might get the virus. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't bragging, I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeah. Yeah, looking for a place to do my inflection. Just for the heck of it, during the break, I looked up the Latin roots of inflection. It was the same Latin root flectere that gives us the word flex, to bend. So what Brian Hassett was talking about with the inflection point was the bending point of what? A curve on a graph, which is all he deals with is graphs. He dreams graphs, I'm sure. Anyway, and it's interesting, as they transcribe his talking at the CNN website, they transcribe inflection as infliction. The infliction point, which is actually more accurate conceptually, and that's exactly what it is in the unnecessary lockdown. This has been inflicted upon us. Now, the Dana Bash, her face as she was interviewing was very overly revealing. She appeared to actually get excited there on her chair at the CNN rundown studio. She seemed to be getting kind of aroused when this economist said that we might have double-digit unemployment as late as November, and that the numbers will go up, the inflection. We have not reached the inflection yet. And for her, it's infliction. And she was excited. She was all smiley and happy because this is true of the left. They want the unemployment to be huge. They want it to go on forever. They want the economy to crash. They want suffering to be everywhere. They want more disease. And they're showing it. It's just they're drooling on TV. They're too obvious. Let's hope the American people are perspicacious enough that they notice this drooling. They notice that Dana Bash looks like somebody just goosed her when the economist said there might be double-digit unemployment in November. She was really excited by that. That's good for her. All righty, let's take a look around here. We've got a little bit of time left here. I got to make sure to look at my watch and not my clock. Now we are finally running out of time. Just have a few minutes in the show left, and then we will be meeting up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. I'll give you my sort of afterthought summary here on how things are going. Giving the president a big fat A. Like what he's doing. I like that commission on media bias. That's a winner. We'll see what kind of winners the president comes up with in the next 24 hours. Be here in the Trump Clubhouse to find out. See you tomorrow night.
But want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.